I know you're in there, you perverted virgin. I can see your lights are on. I'm not going away. Because I'm on a mission. Don't you want to know what that mission is? Open the door and you'll find out. No, you need to open the door. Because I'm scantily clad and this apartment complex is sketchy. Help me, I do not wish to be a statistic. And a happy Valentine's to you too. Hello? Why, you can just call me Cupid. Mm-hmm. Slutty Cupid. How do you do? I would have thought that obvious. It's Valentine's Day, and I'm a consumer whore. Well, I figured I had two options. Stay home and be sad, or confuse you with a sexy outfit. I chose correctly. That gorgeous, confused face. Worth every penny. Are you going to let me in? Well, they had a sexy Cupid, but I was like, I am not paying this amount of money just to be sexy. I wish to be a whore. I feel I have delivered. I am dressed perfectly acceptable for the day. I'm a Cupid, of course. Can you not tell by my wings? And my dress? And, oh, my bow and arrow? No, the question is, well, why not? Why exactly do only couples get to celebrate today? If I want to be a consumer whore, I will be a consumer whore. Capitalism has no marital status. If you are single and willing to spend coin, you are allowed. Hence, I'm your Cupid. No. Are you not even gonna applaud me? Look how ridiculous and beautiful I look. Do you know how long I spent getting ready? You will look. And I will twirl. And you will say, very good, very good. I'm twirling. What do you think? Thank you. Slutty and pretty is what I was going for. I'm ridiculous. What about you? Imagine being a nihilist and still choosing to be miserable. I could never. Excuse me. Yes, I am coming through because I'm a girl on a mission, so... What's going on? You, Mr. Misery Guts. Hauling yourself away, closing your eyes and ears to opportunity? That will never do. I can see that. Why are you being miserable? Well, there's no need to be. Okay, enough with the self-pity, more with the self-love. You being all miserable. It's boring. Why'd you want to be boring? Especially when you could be ridiculous, stupid, and enjoying your friend in her stupid costume. I am here to cheer you up and to make a proposition. Please sit. I feel this needs to be a sitting conversation. Ugh. Okay, you remember how I'm a virgin? Well, I am. And remember how I know you're a virgin? Any chance you feel like changing that? Well, you see, I'm a believer in manifest destiny. Why wait for Prince Charming when you can go to him? Besides, men take so long getting ready. Do I sound drunk? No, alcohol is disgusting. I am not drunk, I am pumped with purpose. I'm asking if you want to lose your virginity with me. Well, why not? You're my friend, I trust you. Besides, you're pretty. We do not subscribe to the theory that genders have set adjectives. You are pretty. And gorgeous, and handsome, and really special. So, I think I would enjoy fucking you. Thoughts? Have you gone into shock, or just processing? Have a loose respect for moral decorum, yes. Out of my mind, no. Not yet. What is so ridiculous about treating this like a proposal? Well, this seems more hygienic, practical, and potentially enjoyable than a one-night stand. Well, I don't think you're lazy. You practice basic hygiene and, you seem very fuckable. Aren't those things we look for in a romantic partner? You can't really have been that surprised by this. No, not if you search your mind. I have mentioned Valentine's all of... 10 times? In the last 2 days? I've leaned against you, I've stroked your arm. I've even given you kisses on the cheek. There's friendly and then there's prepare, I'm going to hit on you. I forget your dance. Okay, I'm trying to sleep with you. Because I want to. And I know you're conscious about being a virgin, even though it's ridiculous. Not your feelings, the societal pressure. So, why not kill 2 birds with 1 stone and have sex with me? Are you offended? Disgusted? Then... Shocked. Why are you shocked? Am I hideous? Well, it seems like a rhetorical question, but I don't know. Maybe a fat ass and good tits isn't your type. I don't like to presume. So I'm not hideous. Well, that is good to know. Excuse me while I stand. Stretch so innocently and... Oh, excuse me. Oh. I just somehow felt that sitting on you would be comfier. I don't know. That's the thing, I'm not playing a game. Or a prank, or a joke. I would like to have sex with you. And if I can be so forward, I think you'd enjoy having sex with me. Mm-hmm. I haven't had any practice, no, but I do enjoy porn. And not the hentai kind of porn, the realistic, oh, this is what a penis looks like porn. Mm-hmm. I've never given a blowjob, but I have practiced on my dildos, and, My clenching is impeccable. Late nights, practice. Fingers and orifices, you understand. Maybe it's the autism, or maybe I just don't want to play shy. I'm not shy. Especially not with people I like. Is that a problem? You don't need me to be shy. Well, that's a relief. Pretending I don't know what I like and where goes what. Not my style. I can, however, tell you exactly what I like, at what speed, and when to stop. Just to be clear, I don't want you to feel that I'm coercing you into this, so if you do say no, I will not shout at you, get angry, or retract our friendship. Again, not my style, and I'm not a piece of shit. I know my worth. If you don't want to fuck me, I won't take it personal. I don't really have any other candidates in mind, but I could just lose my virginity to myself. Narcissism or self-esteem. It's anybody's guess. Is it okay to kiss you on the cheek? Probably should have asked that beforehand, huh? Are you okay? Sure. You look like you want more. Do you want more? Am I gonna have to prove to you that I'm not joking? I'm more than happy to do that. What's so unbelievable? That I dressed up in a Cupid costume and came to seduce you? What's so unbelievable about that? You want to take a shower first? Actually, I appreciate the thoughtfulness. I like a man who likes to be clean. Come on, then. Well, you're not going in on your own. Come on. I'll scrub you. I can probably reach places you can't. If I wanted to be mean, I'd just send you a nude. I'm here to get fucked. Or at least to offer my fucking services. And I would never be cruel. Not to you. Because I like you. And you're sweet. And, if I'm totally honest, there's a good chance that if we have sex, I'll probably start falling in love with you, but maybe that's a risk we're willing to take. Well, sex is a bonding activity. I trust you. Actually, I think I'd think of it as a bonus. Well, who doesn't want to be in love and have an orgasm? So, what do you think? And what exactly makes you think we're not prepared? I have lube and condoms. You are you and you have a penis. Check. The list is complete. I am very serious. Mm-hmm. Want to trade your V-card for mine? Maybe the hot water will make you realize you're not dreaming.